Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by your faithful prayers and contributions.
Whoever has messed your life up in the past, move on. Whoever quit you when they were dating you, get you a cup of black coffee, put some cream in it, and move on. Whoever insulted you, get you a Pepsi and a cookie and move on. Whoever in your family doesn't like you, pray for them, speak to them, be nice to them, and what? Whoever didn't get to sing your song this morning, don't you go home from this church, put the devil on us. You say, I'll sing it next time, and do what?
This week's lesson is entitled, It's Time to Move On. And Dr. Williams teaches and advises us to stay away from negative people.
You as members of St. Paul and listen to me today, quit listening to negative people, even if it's your mama. If she's negative, be nice to her. Say, Mama, I won't have to go. I'll talk to you later. And go.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m. our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible, let's open them together to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 down through 18. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Speak to our hearts, Master, and we give you praise. Bless your word. Use it throughout this building. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The subject, as we move into the text, the subject is this morning, it is time to move on. Whoever has messed your life up in the past, move on. Amen. Whoever quit you when they were dating you, get you a cup of black coffee, put some cream in it, and move on. Whoever insulted you, get you a Pepsi and a cookie, and move on. Whoever in your family doesn't like you, pray for them, speak to them, be nice to them, and what? Amen. Whoever didn't get to sing your song this morning, don't you go home from this church, put the devil on us. You say, I'll sing it next time, and do what? Amen. You didn't like what happened in the choir this morning, then you get out and do what? Hallelujah. I feel like shouting today when I think about who he is and what he has done. I'm not going to let nobody mess up my hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. First verse says, go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is given you, my friends, to possess it. Part of the 11th verse. Now, I know you may take your seat. It's time to move on. I know some of you have old traditions. They're so old you don't remember them. Amen. Many of you are in this church this morning. Many of you. If you will follow God, he has things for you. And you can't pray it down. You got to go after it. Amen. I told you this before, and when I came here, God gave me a vision about I'd have a car, what color it was, I'd have a home, what color it was, and I'd have a job. First time I looked for a job, I found three jobs. Amen. But I had to go and look. Amen. When I got ready to get the car, my late wife and the kids came the end of June when school was out. I said to her, I said, let's go to breakfast outside of the house. Well, so I was living with my brother-in-law. And I wanted to her, just nobody was going to be there but the devil, God, she and I. I said, now, the 1st of August, we'll look for a home. She said, a home? Do we have enough money? I said, oh, yeah, we're fine. I had worked, my friends, 5 weeks and hadn't cashed one check. I wanted to sink in. Then I hadn't cashed my vacation check that I brought here. I was the father, and I was the husband. And it was my responsibility to look out for them. She said, well, you think we're going to be okay? I said, no, I don't think anything. I know we're going to be fine. Amen. We could have stayed longer with my brother-in-law, but it was time. He was kind. It was time for us to move on. Amen. I went to work. And I said to a few people, that's why I don't tell people stuff. I said, we'll be looking for a home next week. I said, remember us. You can't buy no home and you just got here? Why do you want to mess your life up like that? I was eating. I got up and stopped eating, throwed my food away, and went back to work 10 minutes early because I didn't want to hear that garbage. Amen. You as members of St. Paul and listen to me today, quit listening to negative people, even if it's your mama. If she's negative, be nice to her. Say, mama, I won't have to go. I'll talk to you later. And go. Being negative and critical of other folks would mess your own life up. Amen. Amen. I was going to bring it and I forgot it. There is some cream they have you can put on your face and slow your wrinkles down. But I don't need no cream. I can use Proverbs. Proverbs says that you do everything with, my friend, some happiness. You meet me. How are you doing? Good to see you. I don't care what you've done to me. That's not my issue. My issue is, where am I with God? And I keep repeating this. I don't know why the Spirit keep pushing this me with it. If you've been angry with somebody more than a day, it's your fault. You need to surrender and let it go. So you can be healthy. Amen. Let it go. I told you last Sunday, and someone made a joke to me about it this week. I said, if I was hungry, I'd go home with Arby and eat. If he didn't have no food to cook, he'll cook something. Because I'm there waiting for him. He'll have no choice. Well, what if he says something? I don't care what he said, just give me the bread. I live like that. And so I went to bed last night happy. I got up this morning happy. I'm going to leave this church today. And I'm going to get up in the morning. And I'm going to get up and go by what I'm supposed to do. And I'm going to be what? I'm not going to spend no time trying to talk about rights. Who is rights? Rights the brother. Let's move into it. Look what it says. Joshua, Bible verses are taken from the NIV. New International Version. Listen to what the Bible says. One of my favorite outlines in the Bible. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, my friend, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, he was Moses' aide. Joshua, number, look at verse 2. Moses, my servant, is what?
Dead.
Now then, you and all of these people, do what? Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land. Now listen, my girl, that I am about to give to them, to the Israelites, his people. Friends, I will, verse 3, I would give you every place. This is what always strikes me. Every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now, listen, church, carefully. God gave me gifts early. One of the gifts he gave me is to help children and young people. Other gift he gave me, and I knew it well, I talked to my parents about it, is to help the elderly. I was young, 15 years old, helped the elderly getting in a wheelchair. Are you listening? I was young, helping the elderly get in a car. I lived to see when I came out of the hospital, when the doctor said I was going to die, someone came, took off to help me get in the car. I said, no. He said, well, let's get an ambulance. I said, no. I don't want to ride in the ambulance. I'm going to ride in the car. Help me to get in the car. Help me to get in my house. Help me to get in the bed. Now, you take this home with you if you don't hear anything as I say. How many of you all know that in the winter in Sacramento it rains? It rains. How many of you remember that? Well, let me tell you something, church. Pick up this, brother. Pick this up. You see this flower? It didn't get in that pot by itself. Someone put that flower in this pot, put soil on the bottom, and they feed it and water it. See how it looked? Okay, thank you. So what you, I don't hear about the modern theology, I hear all about that stuff. Whatever you put out, I'm going to talk to you all over here, it's coming up again. You can believe it if you want to. That's God's word. It's coming up again. Amen. Amen. Some, I said, in counseling some people recently, their children are just wild. I says, how were you when you were a young girl? She said, I ran away from home at 15. And she said, I did everything you can name, then I found somebody to marry me, and I got married in my late 20s. I said, I hate to tell you this, but that stuff you see now is coming up what you sold back here. And second, she got pregnant in some of the stuff she was doing. You don't have to answer me. She transferred some of her stuff into her child. Let me put it another way. You look at your own family and see how they act. I got mother and father, excellent parents, but they had relatives was crazy. It passes down from generation to generation. God does not hold you accountable if you get saved. But there's consequences to everything, even if you eat too much. There's consequences. How many of you all know there's consequences? Then you ought to be nice to people. Then you ought to thank God on an everyday basis because he knows what you need. Amen. Amen. 2 weeks ago, someone stopped by and said, I noticed I don't see you driving your car anymore. Are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I said, I can't drive my car because they took my license because of something to do with my eye. And he said, well, I was going to tell you I have two cars. And if you want to and yours wasn't working, you could borrow one of mine. Who is that? No, I said, who is that? I don't even know the man. I sin. And here's one of the problems that we have put on God. Nowhere God told you you had to see him. But he did tell you, I see you. Amen. And all blessings from God does not come from your prayers. I don't want to mess you up today. Some blessings come because there's a promise. God has promised me he gonna take care of me regardless of what you think. And I got a backup here in my message this morning. Let's get back to it. That's why I want you to hold your own Bible open. He says, verse number 3, we went over it. I would give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now, some of y'all have some promises from your parents, but you mess up so bad you haven't got them yet. Let's move on. What does it say? Verse number 4, your territory will be extended from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river of Euphrates, all the Hittites' country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. They almost had it all. Amen. They taught me to give illustrations if you give our scriptures. There was a ditch, long ditch, off of where I live was born, off of the road. And my grandfather was smart. That's why I don't deal with folks telling me about that's old school. Well, it's amazing he built a 14-room house, old school.
All right.
When he got through building, it was paid for old school. Okay. And then he lived off of the road, and there was a creek. And for the coming to the house, he built a floating bridge. And at night, they moved the bridge so if somebody tried to come in, they couldn't get in. They'd fall in that water because they couldn't see it. Old school. When he died, he left 25 acres of land, a 14-room house, and he left some money. Old school. Now we have to take up money to bury people. That's new school. It is not the church's job to bury anybody. We just being loving and kind to help. When you, as you live, you prepare to die. I'm not thinking about that. You don't have to think about it. It's already been mapped out. You're going to die. I don't care how much makeup you put on. You can buy a wig every day. You're still going to die. Brethren, you can dye your hair twice a week, but you're going to die. So since you know you're going to die, you need to know God and prepare for dying. Amen. That's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. When my mama died, she had planned for her funeral, and she had two limousines she had paid for to carry her family in her 80s. Old school. She didn't owe no bills. Old school. Why would I be different? She's my mama and he was my daddy. I have to have some of their blood. Now, I might die tomorrow, but I'm prepared. And if I'm not prepared, I got enough of you all in here to prepare. Let's watch this. This is some kind of lesson from Moses. Friends, Joshua, listen what he told him to do. He says, your territory, how is going to be extended? Number five, no one would be able, I want you to hear today, no one would be able to stand against you all the days of your life, Moses. Nobody to Joshua. They can raise up and rise up, but they won't be able to be against it. Look at what he says. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never, listen, you can't say this. I will never leave you nor forsake you. What else would we want to get a guarantee that they're going to take care of us? I tell you what, Trump's in Japan. He's not thinking about you. Brown is in the Capitol. But you got a God that has saved you, said to you, I never leave you, nor would I forsake you. What else do you want? Well, Pastor, you know, I had a wife and I loved her and I prayed for her and she left me. Then your job is to get your bowl of soup. And celebrate. You can't make her stay with you, so why upset yourself? I know what love will do. So love is crazy. Love will make you do things you wouldn't even think about. Love will make you get drunk and you don't even drink. That's love. And Tina Turner talking about what love has to do with it. It has a lot to do with it. It makes folks crazy. I love you so much I can't eat for a whole week. No way. No way. I'm going to eat between loving you. And if I can't get down some stuff, I'm going to get some other. But Ephraim is going to eat. You say, well, you must have never been in love. I have been in love. I have really been in love. But you see, it's a different in being in love and to be crazy love. I tell men past 50 today, you're getting ready to get married. You get your, what you call that thing to have? Get you a pre-who? And then when after you get that, you get you a live-in who? So that you can protect yourself, because somebody would marry you because of the way you look, and you got some money, and when your money run out, they'll leave you. You said, but I thought you love her. Yes, you love her, but you got to protect yourself. Him, I love to go in the woods, but I don't go in them no more because I can't outrun the animals. I love a whole lot of things I can't do. Amen. I used to walk at night by myself. I don't even go out of my house by myself. Some stuff you can't do. All right, let's keep moving here. What does he say? He says, and this is very important, friend. Verse number 6, he done told you that if you're with him, nobody will harm or hate you. He'll block it. Now, I know some of y'all don't believe this, but there are what they call demons. Real demons. And then the demon, stand over here, brother. I'm walking with God. And I'm going this way. And you come this way. Now, I'm not talking about you. No, you come this way. Now, the demon is coming towards me. He's the demon or the demon spirit. So God will say to me, you don't listen to it. God will say to me, go this way, go right. Now, if I don't want to be attacked by the demon, I'll go right. And the demon also has spirits. Thank you. And they flow. Every time something good comes in your system, the demon gets in your thought pattern and give you a whole lot of thoughts. Well, you know, you ought to think about this and you know about, you know. You all think, but what did the scripture say? Amen. I made a terrible mistake, and God protected me from it. Because I could have went to prison, I would have gone. When that man had a 2x4 running my son and my son's friend, 6 years old. I heard him hollering. I went upstairs and got Ephraim's brother. And I got a handful of Ephraim's cousins and put them in my pocket. And I ran downstairs and my wife said, honey, don't go. I said, honey, but that's my son. I got to go. When I went outside, he was standing there with that 2x4. I said, don't try. And I said, look at me. If you ever put your hand on these kids, I'm going to jail. And I had my stuff in my pocket with my hand on it. All I had to do was to take it out. And God touched me and said, leave it alone. And I said, brought the kids inside. The God that we talk about is not the God we believe. You got to believe that God means what he says. Amen. He means that. Let me give you another illustration. When my mother put my name on the hospital list, something happens that she had four people notify us. And when she died, they sent me a bill, $57,000. They said, your name, you co-signed. I said, there's one thing to sign your name. It's another thing to co-sign. I ain't co-sign nothing. They said, well, we're going to take you to court. I said, it's your freedom. They did everything they could. I never paid a dime because I didn't owe one. She was only in the hospital one day and a half a night, $57,000. You may get it, but not from her son. And God finally stopped them from sending me information. Don't talk to me about God when you don't believe him. You say, how do you know I don't believe God? I'm the way you act. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? What more do you want? He first loved you. And now we ought to really love him. Let's keep on here about this Joshua. Joshua number 5, it says, no one will be able to stand against you. Number 6, look what he said. You can't do this by running your mouth. I said Wednesday, we're going to have to train ourselves to put a zipper on our lips. So every now and then when something comes around, zip it. Okay, let's look at it. Be strong. This is what he told Joshua. You be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give them. Amen. Joshua 1:7. He said, be strong and very, not just told him to be strong and courageous. Now he said, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey. Church, this is for the saints. Careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Amen. Amen. A lady came to California and she put a application in for a senior apartment. And they told us that we got all kinds of numbers ahead of you, so we don't know when we're going to have an empty apartment. You listening? 1 week after then, she got a call. They told her, come in. And they interviewed and talked to her, and they said, okay, we have 2-room apartment. She signed it, paid her down payment money, and she moved in. And one of the person who worked there said, how did you get in here and you just got here? She said to her, the person, go downstairs and ask the people in charge. She said, I'm happy and I'm going to take a nap. You see, God can cut through people. And he can cut people down if you are in his will. Don't let people tell you what you can't do. Who are they? You don't serve I can't God. You serve a God who has all power and he owns you. You don't want nobody to own you, but God owns you, Miss Lara. He owns you. He's going to take care of his own. Amen. So, be very strong. Then he says, friend, this is what he says. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go and take the possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Take it. Now that's somebody else's land. God told them to go and take it. We get down where we live. They didn't have to do all of the stuff that they thought they would have to do. But listen what happened. Number 12 said, but to the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half tribes of Manasseh, Joshua said, he's not in charge. Moses is dead. Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God would give you rest by the giving you this land. After you take it, you can get some rest. Amen. That's why that the church of the living God is never to be cheap. If you are a cheap church, you serve a cheap God. Your God saved you. He couldn't have been cheap. He gave up a lot to save you. He gave up his son, and the son gave his life. Why should we be cheap? Somebody says, I don't give money in church. You're not hurting the church. You're hurting your blessings. Amen, Ephraim. Amen. I'd like to remind you about this. We was running short of money to pay the note when they was working on this church. And someone gave me a call out of town. Said, how's the building going? I said, it's going fine. He said, well, how is the payments going? I said, we're behind. This Friday, we had to pay over $300. And we don't have it, but we're trusting God. He said, oh, that's no problem. He said, I wire you the $300. The only thing I want you to do is don't call my name. And don't put my name in the book. We don't need to write no name. You send me the $300. That's the name. So we paid the bill that Friday. Someone else from out of state sent us the money. And you telling me that I'm not going to take the time to thank him? Anybody give me $300,000, I got to thank you. And I got to, at that time, I danced a little. Because I was happy that God answered yours and my prayer. Amen. And the jealous folks are out there worrying about us, and we were just shouting. Shout. Don't let it get you down. We're going to get down where everybody lives as we move on. Joshua, he told Joshua, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God would give you rest by giving you the land. Verse number 14, what did it say? Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all of your fighting men, all your fighting men, get ready for battle. Must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them. Anytime there's a battle breaks out, the men are responsible to lead it. Well, Well, I don't have to do that. Then you're not reading the scripture and you're not following it. And one person of the scripture, if the wife is moving or the girlfriend is moving, she's in front of you. So if there's a bear, he'll get you. You say you love her. Then block the bear. Amen. And Al said, you, Al, are responsible for Miss Al. I don't care what you say. God hold you accountable. And Miss Al has to keep her mouth closed sometimes. If you're going to be the protector, she can't run and rule things because she doesn't like this. When in old school taught us, before you get married, check on the background of the family. Find out something about the family. I'll leave that alone. Joshua 15, unto the Lord give them rest as he has done for you until they too have taken possessions of the land. The Lord your God is given them. And after that, you may go back. Now listen to God. You may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise. Moses had given them land. They had somewhere to stay. But God has given them something different and more land, but they have to take it. Amen. I never did know why I grew up with a gun over every door until I got grown. I never did know why they didn't talk about that. And I said, questioned my father, why do we have so many guns? He said, because someone might try to get in one door and we got a gun to protect that door and any other door we have. He said, that's why I push you all to learn how to shoot. Richard, I started learning how to shoot when I was 8. Richard. My oldest brother taught me, Richard, how to cut. My mother taught me how to use a skillet. I was always armed. Didn't know why. But you need to be prepared because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. Okay. Unto the Lord, he gave them rest as he's done, my friends, for you. Until they too have taken possession of the land. Isn't that wonderful? We sitting around here wondering what the government going to do. Chester, do we really need to build senior citizens? Yes, and they're not all for St. Paul. You can't live in the senior citizen without your pay. Somebody got to pay for their upkeep. He's blessed you to have an income. Take care of yourself. And some of you all are getting old. I don't want to hurt your feelings. But you're getting old. And you need to help prepare for yourself. Because a lot of your ancestors is going to take the advantage of you. I see it every day. Amen. Let's see what the Lord says before we close. Friends, verse 16, then they answered Joshua, whatever you have recommended us, we will do. He's a leader. And whatever you send us, we will go. Wherever. Joshua 17, just as we fully obeyed Moses, listen carefully, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord, your God, be with you as he was with Moses. If I saw him, how he took care of Moses, why can I believe he's going to do the same for Ephraim? If I obey him. Amen. Joshua 1:18. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, my friend, whatever you may command them will be put to death. Now, you can die and still walk around. I know you don't believe that. Whole lot of folks is dead, still living. Spiritually, they are dead. They don't hear nothing, don't feel nothing, don't do nothing. But you can tell when a person is alive. He might not can walk well, but every now and then certain things come by him, he'll wake up and move up. When you're alive, you can't act dead. But when you're dead, you can't act alive. Amen. Now, the reason that I wanted to make sure, and we'll finish the rest of this sermon at another time. The reason I wanted to give you like an introduction, so that when we move into the other area, it won't surprise you. Moses had been a dynamic, God-called leader of the Israelites for 40 years. He had led them out of the Egyptian bondage through the Red Sea and had put up with their, listen church, put up with their constant mumbling and complaining throughout their wilderness experience. He took it all. They complained and mumbled. Be careful in your mumbling. You might be blocking your blessing. Be careful in your complaining. You might be losing your gift that God has given you. When God wants you to do something, stop complaining. Thank him. Thank him. I was studying the other day, and then I stopped. I do that often. I stopped studying, and then I start quoting the scripture, and then I stop, and I lean back and say, now, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. I wanted to be quiet so I could hear him speak to me. And he did. More than one way. You can't do all of the talking and don't listen to somebody. I like to talk to God and I like to listen to him. Because he will help you in whatever situation you are in. Friends, when you think about it and deal with it, listen carefully. Although two of the 12, you look at it, returned spies, Caleb and Joshua, had brought back a glorious report regarding the land. Yet the people had listened to the evil report of the other 10 spies who told all fortified cities, the giants, and that you can't take the land. That's the same way it is in church. You see God is blessing and giving direction, and you got 10 folks saying, no, that's not going to work. Or you got another really dangerous thing. We can't afford that. We can't afford nothing. But he can. Amen. He can. Half of this parking lot belongs to the county. When we was building this church, they said, we will not sell it. I don't know but one thing, and you're parking on it. Amen. Who won? Right. Yes, sir. I've seen for myself the lightning flashing. Every now and then I hear the thunder roll. Sin breaking dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I live on the promise. He promised never to leave me alone. Since he's promised me, I stand here to tell you today, there's too many prayers that I haven't prayed yet. There's too many blessings I haven't received yet. There's too many testimonies I haven't given yet. There's a lot of souls I have witnessed to yet. There is some amen and hallelujah that I haven't did yet. There is some meals I haven't given out yet. And since I haven't, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. And I'm going to move with Jesus. You might not think so, but I'm going to move. You say, but you can't hardly get around. I don't have to get around. He'll get around for me. All I got to do is believe what he said. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If he did it for Moses, I'm a son also. He'll do it for me. Every now and then, I can't help but to say, thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. Thank you for your blessings of yesterday, day before, and before, and before. And then thank you for now. Now is the time that I must praise your name. Yes, 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 yes. I don't care what you think. I praise him because he's worthy to be praised. He is God in a battlefield. He is God when you are troubled and in trouble and in trouble. He'll get you out of it if you follow him. Yes, he's able. I said he's able. He'll do what nobody else can do. He'll say what nobody else can say. And so you ought to stand on your feet and give him a little praise. Stand on your feet, give him a little praise. We need to praise him. We need to worship him for who he is, for what he has done for you. Look what he's done for you. He kept you for years and years. He's still God. Nobody's like God.